From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Supreme Leader of Iran has accused Secretary of State Hillary Clinton of spreading lies about Iran on her trip to the Persian Gulf earlier this week. NPR's Mike Schuster has details.
Iranian state television quoted Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as saying the Americans dispatched their saleswoman to the Persian Gulf to spread lies. Earlier this week on stops in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, Clinton said Iran was becoming a military dictatorship as it sought to acquire nuclear weapons. She appealed to both states to join the U.S. in its effort to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons through tougher sanctions in the U.N. Security Council. The Iranian government has reacted sharply to Clinton's visit to the Gulf. Yesterday, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said if more sanctions are imposed on Iran, those who sought them would regret it. Khamenei also accused the U.S. of turning the Gulf into an arms depot. In January, the U.S. acknowledged it intends to deploy land and sea-based missile defense systems to counter Iran's ballistic missile program. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Dubai.
President Obama today marked the one-year anniversary of the $787 billion Economic Recovery Act, saying it created 2 million jobs and rescued the economy.
It is largely thanks to the Recovery Act that a second depression is no longer a possibility. It's one of the main reasons the economy has gone from shrinking by 6% to growing at about 6%.
Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve predicts unemployment will remain high for the next 2 years. In minutes released from their last meeting, the Fed says Americans have been scarred by the recession and are likely to remain cautious. Still, Fed policymakers project unemployment will slowly decline to between 6.5% and 7.5% by 2012. The nation's largest drugstore chain is getting bigger. Walgreens Company is buying New York's Duane Reade stores in a deal valued at over $1 billion. NPR's David Shaper has details.
While suburban Chicago-based Walgreens has been expanding rapidly across the country in recent years to more than 7,000 stores, it has struggled to gain a significant foothold in the New York metropolitan market. Walgreens officials say acquiring the Duane Reade chain and its 257 stores allows Walgreens to do all at once what would have taken years to do by growing more organically in New York. The billion-dollar-plus deal will more than quadruple the number of stores Walgreens has in the New York area and give the nation's largest drugstore chain considerable strength in Manhattan, where most of the Duane Reade stores are concentrated. However, the Duane Reade stores will keep their name after the sale closes, as Walgreens officials say they will take some time to decide how to best integrate the two brands. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
On Wall Street, an hour before the close, the Dow is up 34 points at 10,303. The Nasdaq is up 7 at 2,221. This is NPR. A New York Times business reporter has resigned after the newspaper acknowledged instances in which he allegedly plagiarized from other news organizations. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
Zachary Cowie joined the New York Times in October 2008 after stints as a business reporter at the New York Post and Dow Jones Newswires. He wrote frequently for the Times' business section and its popular Dealbook website about such topics as the Bernard Madoff investigation and bonuses at Goldman Sachs. But Robert Thompson, managing editor of the Wall Street Journal, pointed out a recent article by Cowie that contained nearly verbatim elements of a journal story. On Monday, the Times acknowledged that Cowie had copied passages from other articles as well. The journal's complaint comes amid an aggressive effort to challenge the Times as the nation's leading general interest newspaper. Cowie expressed contrition to the New York Observer, though he said the copying was inadvertent. He told NPR he could not currently comment under an agreement with the Times, which also declined comment. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
Ukraine's highest court has suspended the result of the country's recent presidential election. It's waiting to rule on a legal challenge from Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who claimed the ballot was rigged. She lost to pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych. French President Nicolas Sarkozy arrived in Haiti today, the first French president ever to visit its former enslaved colony. France is promising $400 million to help Haiti reemerge from the ravages of last month's earthquake. Haiti fought a bloody war for independence from France in 1804. Afterward, it endured an international embargo imposed to discourage slave revolts elsewhere in the world. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.